Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. This is Preston. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I was trying to file me some unemployment.
Okay. And one second. What is your social security number?
419-59-4741.
And what's your name?
Jalen Brooks.
How do you spell your first name?
J-apostrophe-L-I-N.
And what was your last two employers' names?
Polaris and Jax, I think it was. Yeah, it was Polaris and Jax.
Okay. How you spell your last name?
Brooks.
And what's your date of birth?
August 22nd, 2005.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Marie.
And let me remind you that the maiden name is just the last name of the a woman at birth. Her last name at birth.
Brooks.
And do you have a Alabama driver's license?
Yes, I do.
And what is your driver's license number?
It is 101-91554.
Can you say it again? So I can know I recorded it correctly.
101-91554.
Okay, I think I recorded it wrong. Can you say it again a little slower at the end part?
101-91554.
Okay, yeah, I had it correct. Sound like you said something different the second time. Oh.
That'd be 3680.
ready to drink. And your seat. Love that Addison is a fan.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, I do.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade assistance, adjustment
no.
assistance benefits? Did you
no.
receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, I didn't receive anything.
All right, give me a second. I'm just filling out some information.
Okay.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And what's your phone number?
256-441-3080.
You said 256-441-3080?
Yes.
You said your driver's license is an Alabama driver's license, correct?
Yeah, it is.
And what is your race?
African American.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Graduation, 12th grade.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And what is your residential address?
504 Nail Street, Southwest Decatur, Alabama.
What street you said?
Nail Street.
Spell that.
M-E-L-L? L-L, yes.
Nail Street. And what's the city? Location?
Decatur, Alabama.
Here you go. You got this.
How they spell Decatur?
D-E-C-A-T-U-R.
And what's the zip code?
35601.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
So you said 504 Mail Street, Decatur, Alabama, 35601?
Yes, Southwest.
Southwest?
Yeah.
Okay. So can you repeat the address 504? You spelled Mail Street. It was M-E-L-L, Southwest, Decatur,
yes.
Alabama, 35601.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right, spell the street name again. Is it N as in Nancy or M as in mother?
N as in Nancy.
It's N as in Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. So, Nail Street.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, so that's 504 Nail Street, N-E-L-L, Southwest, Decatur, Alabama, 35601, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, so what was your job title?
Material handler.
Okay, production?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Let me see if that comes up. If not, I'll go to production. All right. Sorry about that. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Say that again.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Am I seeking work right now?
In your usual occupation. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
You're in a union, sir?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay. And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, it didn't.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I have been able to work.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I guess 30 minutes worth of miles or something like that.
You said, how many miles?
I say about 30 minutes of miles, however long that is.
30 minutes a mile. Okay, I'm just gonna say 30 miles for you, okay?
Okay.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Eighteen.
18?
Yes, sir.
$18. And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between 4/1/2023 and 3/31/2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
So if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Into a checking or savings account?
A checking account.
And what is the routing number?
The routing number is 262.
262? Oh, I'm sorry.
2775835.
Okay. Can you repeat that so I know that I recorded it correctly, please?
262-275-835.
Okay. Say it one more time. Sorry, sir. I apologize.
262-275-835.
Okay. And may I have the account number, please?
Account number is 510-259-10391.
Okay. And may I ask you to repeat that once more?
510-259-10391.
So did you say that you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I said they can take it.
Oh, okay. And so what is the name of your last employer?
Mike Dumas.
I don't see that. Is there some other name they could have come under? You have a pay stub or something?
Hold on, let me see. Hold on, I'm looking right now.
Okay.
Do you see somebody under Matt, like Matt Jerome or something like that?
No, sir.
I'm not sure then.
Where were they located?
Madison, Alabama.
Okay, I don't see that. I don't see that address either.
So you see Polaris?
Oh, yeah, I do. That's what it is?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
I might have missed overlooked it. I see that. And what is what is their phone number?
Let me check real quick. Their phone number is 256-822-3200.
What's the last four digits?
3200.
Okay, so it's 256-822-3200.
Yes.
Okay, and what was that city work location? What city was that in?
It's in Huntsville, Alabama. Three five seven five six.
Okay, and what was your employment start date with them?
October 28th.
And what year?
2023.
And what was the last day you physically worked?
Let me see. July 1st. 2024? Yes.
And why are you no longer working?
Because of my points. I had one more point higher than they number.
So you were discharged?
Yeah.
You pointed out?
Yes, sir.
Would you consider that a violation of company policy?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. I'm going to use absenteeism because that's what pointed out is. What was the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Matt Jerome.
You said Matt?
Yeah, M-A-T-T, Jerome.
And what was Mr. Jerome's job title?
Supervisor.
And what was the date you were advised you were no longer working or employed?
July 1st, 2024.
And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Nothing. They just told me that I can't come in no more.
Okay. And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Nothing. I didn't do anything.
And so did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Say that again.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Did I commit act?
The act. Did you do what your employer alleges?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work?
Yes, Wednesday I do.
A vacation pay?
It's the last week I worked.
Oh, so that's just a regular paycheck?
Yeah.
So what about vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Holiday pay will be in that check too.
Okay, so how much holiday pay do you expect to receive in that check?
I think it's a full 8 hours.
Okay, and, so, and how much an hour?
I make $20.73 an hour.
And what holiday is that? 4th of July?
4th of July, yeah.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
No, Mr. Brooks, from all the questions I've asked you so far, have you answered them correctly?
Yes.
All right. So, Mr. Brooks, you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. So you are certifying by me entering your full name here that all of your answers are true and correct.
Yes.
So, Mr. Brooks, you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. You agree?
Yes.
And you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the persons whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. You agree?
Yes, I agree.
And so you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook. You agree?
Yes, I agree.
So, Mr. Brooks, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain on file for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. Excuse me. Excuse me. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. Beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. If you did not recognize one of the listed employers or realize there were employers missing from the list we provided, please call the claims line at 866-234-5382 as soon as possible following the submission of your claim. Otherwise, your claim will be processed as follows, and all other information will be sent to you by mail. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line. Excuse me. Call our inquiry line at 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. for a scheduled callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least three potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly certification. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list three work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Mr. Brooks, the transaction number, your transaction number for this call is 490-023-005.
Can you say that again?
Yes, sir. One second. I said 490-023-005.
Okay.
All right. And do you have any questions for me, sir?
No, I don't.
All right. And hold on one second. All right, sir. And your PIN number. Did I give you a PIN number?
No, you didn't.
Your PIN number, sir, is 4105.
Okay.
All right, so no other questions, sir?
No, that's it.
All right, so thank you for calling. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and have a good day, sir.
You too.
Thank you.